You're listening to Active FM.
Hi.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Fearless Eagle from What's the Topic with
Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs, and I'm from the political show.
Yeah, it's a political What's the Topic.
Yes, show. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, what are we going to be talking about today?
So, we decided to mix our shows, right? So, he recently, Fearless Eagle, recently spoke about Nicki Minaj, well, the Met Gala, and brought up Nicki Minaj. And our latest show, we're speaking about the vaccine. Well, the past two shows, we've been speaking about the vaccine. So, but the latest one is the whole thing about vaccines in South Africa and stuff like that. And so we decided we're going to mix them.
Yeah.
How are we mixing them?
So, like, okay, before we even mix everything, I have, like, a question. It's a simple question, but, okay, yeah, in fact, let's mix it, and then that question.
I was like, I don't like questions. You know, every time in the political show, they hit me with random questions. I'm like, wait, what? All right, so... Yeah. What happened with Nicki Minaj in the Met? Well, before we go there, Nicki Minaj recently put up a tweet that spoke about the fact that you shouldn't be bullied into getting the vaccine. You should actually pray about it and decide, make your own choice whether or not you want to get the vaccine, because she knows of someone. So someone very close to her cousin's friend. So that's, you know, quite close in a way. Got serious side effects because of that, because of the vaccines and stuff. And she's like, look, this is what I know. So, guys, let it be your choice. Don't get bullied and things like that. So, what happened with the Met Gala and Nicki Minaj?
Okay, so she wasn't there. She refused to go to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it went back to what happened to the cousin's friend. Now, because of what, okay, so the cousin's friend took it, you know, the vaccine, and then, yeah, there were side effects. So she says the side effects happened after he took
the vaccine.
Which is why she doesn't want to go to, she didn't want to go to the event because of their regulations. So for you to be there, you need to take the vaccine and all those stuff. So because of their rules and their requirements, she was like, she doesn't want to go there because she doesn't feel like she's comfortable taking it. And she doesn't feel like she's safe taking it.
Yeah.
So that is basically her point of view. That's where she stands in terms of the vaccines. So that's why she wasn't there and she didn't want to go there. And yeah, at the moment.
It's quite interesting. So now if you've been watching American news channels, and if you've been keeping up with the social media and things like that, then you would see that Nicki Minaj was slated for her decision. She was slated for her tweet about, there was nothing wrong. I mean, I read it. There was nothing wrong with her tweet. She didn't force it. All she said is, don't get bullied into, that means everyone that is slating her, you might be a bully. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think they are bullying her. Because on a Twitter, I went on to a personal Twitter account. And yeah, you see most of the people, they telling her that, you know, the president's not going to be happy with her decision.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, Nicki Minaj has a lot of followers. Like you're looking at plus 20,000.
Yeah.
In fact, not even 1,000, million. You're looking at 20 million people. Followers right there. Just looking at basically a Twitter page. So you have 20 million people who are seeing these tweets, and they saw her last tweet concerning her not taking it.
Yeah.
And then they're looking at everyone else who's responding saying the president is not going to be happy with the decision and all that stuff. So you do see, they actually...
I mean, if you've got that many followers on social media, you really don't have a say in anything. You have to say what they incorporated tells you to say, because... You influence the majority and things like that. But this lines up with one of our most recent political show, where we speak about the fact that here in South Africa, the amazing CEO of the PSG Group, Piet Mouton, actually wrote a letter to all South Africans, and it was posted on News24 FIN24, which is the financial section of News24. And in this letter, he basically spoke about the fact that those people that do not want to get vaccinated should be excluded from society, meaning that in terms of businesses, in terms of going to the shops and all of these things, they should be excluded. So if you haven't taken the vaccine, hashtag you're cancelled. That's what they're saying. And... now, I'm saying, why would you do that? Why would you put so much pressure on people's decisions?
Yeah.
Why would you, if, for instance, in the letter, he speaks about the fact that all the deaths, I think that's one of the things that freaked me out the most in the letter, is that all the deaths of those that pass away because of COVID-19 should be on the hands of those that don't take the vaccine. And now I'm like, wait. Wait. What about the deaths of those people that now took the vaccine? Are we speaking about that? Should that be on the hands of those that didn't take the vaccine and stuff? So there's actually quite a lot of bullying, if I can put it like Nicki Minaj said, that's happening in terms of the vaccine and stuff. And where is our choice? Where is the choice of the people to say that, listen, I need to go and find information about this and then provide me the full accurate, truthful information. Mm. Well, as truthful as, you know, social media can get and things like that. But full information, let me decide on whether or not I want to take the vaccine and stuff. Because they do it with abortion. I mean, states, Texas is being slated because they made abortions illegal and things like that. I mean, they're even being sued and stuff like that. But now the thing is, people push for abortions and they say that, no, it's the girl's body. She has to decide what she wants to do with the body and things like that, which I don't stand for. But it's the same thing now with the vaccine. If that's what you're going to push in terms of things like abortions and all of those things, what about the vaccine? Is it not my body to decide what type of medication I want to put in my body?
And
stuff. And
I think even like, the status, you know, you knowing my vaccine status and all those stuff.
Mm.
It even goes, you know, to your HIV, you know, it's your personal status. Like, why would you force me, you know, in terms of like those decisions and all those stuff. But yeah, from my point of view as a Christian believer, there's a specific... I'll say that I have a specific view on the whole situation, and my response towards that situation would be different from other people. And going back to my past shows, I've been making some people angry, you know, like some platforms, they've been unhappy with what's the topic, you know, some of them, they've been removing what's the topic off their platforms because, if it's a banana, it's a banana. And looking at the whole situation, you know, like with the COVID, even looking at the deaths, I think recently I've been, like they've been making me angry because when you look at the doctors and they are so-called procedures, there's some people that die that they say it's a COVID death, but it's actually not a COVID death.
Yeah.
And if you look at the death could have been avoided, but it happened. Why? Because they decided to say it's not part of their protocols, you know, or procedures. And when you look at their procedures, to be honest, their procedures are actually leading the person towards their death. And there's a couple that, while I was doing my research and all those stuff, a doctor who does a podcast as well. Mm. She was basically explaining that her husband had pneumonia.
Yeah.
And then they took the husband to hospital. Mm-hmm. And then what they went on now to do is the guy couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. So when they brought him in, the doctor put a mask on him. Now, she's a doctor. She was saying, as a like a normal doctor, never mind degrees and all the stuff, like coming out of common sense, if the person can't breathe, you're not supposed to put a mask on them because they can't breathe. But yeah, the doctor put a mask on him, and then when she proceeded to tell the doctor that he can't breathe, why are you putting the mask on him? The doctor called security so that she doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And then eventually, yeah, going on to the test and all the stuff, they decided they're going to do a test, a COVID test, which in his state, the test, she said, would come out positive.
Yeah.
As in he has COVID. And then they labeled it as COVID pneumonia. Mm. And then when she was asking, what is COVID pneumonia, they couldn't explain.
Sure.
And then the stuff that they wanted to give him, she's a doctor. She knew that those things are going to cause him to die and they're a problem.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, with her, she fought against it to say that we don't want this. We want ivermectin, treat him like this, like that, like that. Yeah. And she said that the guy got better in 4 days when they could have avoided.
Yeah.
He could have actually gotten better before 4 days.
Yeah.
But because they were using their protocols and their procedures, the guy was actually going to end up dying.
Yeah.
But they fought with them to say that if you guys don't do this, then we'll take him back home and we're going to treat him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what we're saying is that we're not saying don't take the vaccine. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying don't.
Yeah, hey.
We're not saying do. We're saying do the research yourself.
Yeah.
So if you decide to take the vaccine, then go and take the vaccine.
Yeah.
If you decide not to take the vaccine, then don't take the vaccine. That
shouldn't
is up to you.
Forced.
But now, in terms of this whole thing in terms of whether or not you've taken the vaccine and haven't taken the vaccine, does it not sound familiar?
For me, it takes me back to, you know, even what they're wanting to do, it takes me back to racism.
Yeah.
It takes me back to racism because when you look at your racism, there's some parts of the world, when there was a show I did back then where on interracial relationship, there's some parts of the world that they believe that you're not allowed to marry. If you are white, you can't marry a black person. Why? Because you need to preserve your unique traits. You need to preserve your tribes, you know, stuff like that. So that's what they actually believe. And because of that, you're not even allowed to interact with the other culture or race, color, you know, whatever the state is, you know, however you label the people. But yeah, for me, it sounds like, you know, racism and stuff like that. Because now you're not going to allow a vaccinated person to speak to a person who's not vaccinated.
Yeah.
You're not going to allow them to go and buy. And you're going to restrict them from doing things that they're supposed to do. Which, yeah, for me, takes it back to racism. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what it is.
I mean, if you look at history in terms of all these countries that had segregation and all these countries that had blacks were not allowed to be with white people in South Africa, with coloreds, with well, if you're colored, then there would be a problem, you know, somewhere. If you're mixed race, colored, we say colored, but mixed race, meaning that your parents are both either white or black, whatever. But then that would be a problem because then, you would be actually looked at like different. Like, why are you like that? Why is your mom white and your dad black? Or why is your dad white and your mom black and stuff? But then it also happened with the Indian people and things like that. But in terms of that, it's similar what's happening with the vaccine.
Yeah.
So in a lot of countries like France, in Canada, in Australia, it's starting to happen in America, in South Africa as well. They're trying to push for it and things. But if you don't have the vaccine, then you are looked down upon or you're not supposed to be part of society. Now, in terms of apartheid and stuff, you were put in specific areas because of your skin color.
Sure.
You were not allowed to go into the same bathrooms, or you were not allowed to go to the same parts of the beach because of what's this, your specific skin color. Even walking on the road, if you're walking in the same pavement as a white person, that would be a problem,
yeah,
type of situation and stuff. And the shops that you went to, and all of these things, you were separated because of your skin color. Now, that's what's happening now.
Yeah.
If in terms of your medical stance, or wherever you stand in terms of the vaccine and stuff, you become separated from society.
Yeah.
To say, for the CEO to say that those that don't take the vaccine should be excluded from society, that is bringing back that oppression. Now, we're apparently in the new South Africa. No, since 1994, there's been a new South Africa, Ubuntu, we are together, and all of these things. But now, if you're going to place regulations like this to say that separate those that are not vaccinated and stuff, you're going against what the new South Africa stands for.
Yeah.
In all these other countries, when there was freedom, when the slaves were free, and all of these things, when there was no longer segregation and all. And I know there's Black Lives Matter that say that they still all of these things and stuff. But we're basically going back to those times in terms of German Nazi and all of these things. That's what they're going back to with the camps in Australia and in the jail in Russia and all of these things. That is what we're going back to.
Yeah.
So the vaccine is racist. Yeah, I said it. Hashtag the vaccine is racist.
Okay, so everyone that's for it. Okay,
now. No. I mean, what if I'm for the vaccine?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, don't separate people because of their vaccine status, whether or not you've taken the vaccine. Because,
yeah,
I mean, if you've had COVID, and that means your body has built up immunities already and stuff. So what's the point of taking the vaccine if your body has already built up the immunities that the vaccine is supposed to provide for you and things? So don't separate the people, man.
Yeah. You know, while you are speaking, I had a thought. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
For all the, you know, soccer lovers and the fans and all that stuff, just think of being in that stadium and then they separate you and your brother. They say, okay, your brother's not vaccinated. He must sit on the other side of the stadium, or even worse, they say he's not allowed to come in to the stadium.
Sure.
And then you vaccinated. Okay, cool. Qualify to enter into that stadium for that match.
I feel like soccer people are the most violent people in the world. So soccer fans are the most violent people in the world. So I think they wouldn't stand for it. I think they would go in themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sit on the field if they had to.
We would be upset. We would be upset.
I mean,
there was an incident that happened. I'm sorry, it was like a soccer incident, recent one.
Yeah.
Where Brazil and Argentina are supposed to play.
I know them. I know those teams.
And then there happened to be players on the field that, according to the government, they say that they lied about.
Oh, I know. I know my brother was talking about that.
Them being on, in fact, coming from England, you know, being
on the
pitch. And, they say that they were not from England. They were not anywhere in England. And because of that, they had to go, you know, into quarantine and, you know, for the COVID stuff, regulations and those things. So now they had to come on the pitch, take them off. And then
See, that's what I'm talking. Now, the entertainment is messed up. Exactly.
The match didn't happen.
Now, my question is now. Did every single one of those people that were in the state, were they people in the stadium?
Yeah.
Were they people? Did every one of those people in the stadium get their money back? Because the soccer game had ended. Now they have to pay again to watch these two teams go against each other. Can you see? It's making things so complicated. Can you just let us decide whether or not we want the vaccine? Because what if I decide I'm going to get the vaccine tomorrow? What if I decide I'm never going to get the vaccine?
Hey.
So,
I'm picturing it. If it was here in South Africa, Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates, and then they take, four players out of, let's say Pirates side. They take four players. They say, these guys, they needed to be in quarantine and everything. And then I'm thinking of what you just said. All those fans, do they now get their money back?
Mm.
Yo, Yeah, it's gonna go down.
We would have some very angry fans. Yeah.
I mean, we've had histories of, you know, the fans now fighting, going down on the pitch, fighting, you know, officials.
That's what I say,
like
that.
So, yeah, that's actually.
Soccer fans are the most violent. VAR show. You heard me. That soccer fans are the most violent humans.
Definitely.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Do you want to tell? Well, let us know what your thoughts are. Are we speaking nonsense? Do you not think that there's racism, some sort of race? Well, I can't say racism, vexism. Oh. I created a new word. Vexism. Shakespeare would be proud of me.
Yeah.
But is there some sort of segregation that's happening in terms of the vaccine? Let us know your thoughts. But where can they catch us to let us know their thoughts?
First you can catch Gigs on the Political Show.
Yes, every Friday at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. We wake you up with a fresh start of politics. Yo. The truth behind the headlines. That's
In
what
fact,
we
you'll
are.
You see your whole world different.
Yes, Christ politics is hot politics.
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah?
In fact, I found out about fake news. You know, like how they create fake news from listening to the Political Show. I listened to the Political Show and I went to do my research and I was like, yo, this is deep stuff, eh?
Quite
deep
interesting.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's
what's
going down. So catch Gigs on the Political Show. Mm-hmm. Myself, Fearless Eagle, on What's the Topic? Yes. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday morning at 6, I also wake you up. See, it's the morning show there.
Yeah.
So wake you up, And then, for the rest, just go on www.activefm.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything there. Yes.
Yes, from sports.
Yeah.
To movies.
Yeah.
We got one for the kids.
Yeah.
We got one for the moms.
Yeah.
We got technology. We got random stuff. Yes. And we got music because, I mean, we are a radio station, so.
Christ, music is hot.
Radio
has never been better.
Radio has never been better. And on social media, where can they get us on social media?
Can catch us on Instagram.
Yes.
ActiveFM777. You get us right there. Yes.
On
Twitter, @ActiveFM.
Send some tweets.
Right there,
Nicki Minaj, you can tweet on our. You're not going to.
We support you against this fight. Against the vaccine. And then, we're also on Gab, ActiveFM. Catch us on there. I'm thinking of the other social media platforms.
You do this. Whatever social media you have on your phone right now, look for ActiveFM. You'll find us there.
Yeah.
On Facebook, we're there.
On Facebook,
On Apple Podcasts, we're there. On Google Podcasts, we're there.
Spotify.
We are there. So I'm telling you, go on your social media platforms. You will find ActiveFM. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. Gix is spelled G-I-K-S. A lot of people have been asking me, is it Gigs? As in, you know, no, it's not Gigs. It's Gix. G-I-K-S. And if you want me to explain the story, listen to the Political Show. In one of the shows, I'll explain the story.
Keep on listening to this. When I hear this story, I'll definitely keep on listening.
But it's Cynthia, but you can call me Gix, and I'm from the Political Show, and with me on the live we have
Fearless Eagle from What's
Fearless
the
Eagle.
Topic.
Yeah.
So take care, share the show, spread the word.
Yes, and remember that radio has never been better.
Yeah.